We prepare for the channeling with Pepper Lewis and Lee Carroll, Gaia, and Cryon, my bud. So we ask you to really go into some nice, deep, rhythmic breathing. There was a lot of information that was revealed today. Some of you received it from your own higher self. And so I think it might be nice to take some time as you breathe in the iridescent rainbow mist to move into your heart space. And from your heart space, send out gratitude. Send it out into your auric field. Send it out to every cell of your body. Send it to every nucleus of every cell. Send it out to the liquids of your body as they become perfect crystals, as they feel and hear love, and as they feel and hear gratitude. Send it out to your divine child, which is the beginning of real self-love. When you realize that's not just a silly notion, but a very real, powerful piece of you and your emotions. Thank you. Gratitude. Breathe deeply into the Dantian. Breathe deeply. And as you breathe in, breathe love. Breathe the iridescent rainbow mist. Pure love. Fill the blood of your body with love. The cells, the organs. The organs of assimilation, that you assimilate everything perfectly that you've felt, that you've seen, that you've heard today, yesterday, that you will hear tomorrow. Let all that assimilate and digest in pure love. And know it's done. And know your body is different. All your bodies are different. They're new. They're full of light. Be aware what you think. If you're unhappy with your life, change your thoughts and breathe through and bring in love. I guarantee you, you will see and feel and have a difference in your life. So keep breathing. Breathe in love and breathe out gratitude.
I am love.
Let it fill you. And release deep gratitude from your heart. Your heart of hearts. I am love. 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 And so it begins.
I bid you welcome. I invite you to know wisdom. In order to know wisdom, you would need to solve certain paradoxes that you live with. And paradoxes are not riddles that cannot be solved. Paradoxes are questions that must be lived, that must be discovered. In the living of life, in the discovery of the wisdom, one finds the answers to paradoxes. And the next layer of wisdom is discovered and born. You cannot simply believe in a paradox and say it is so. It will not allow it. You see, wisdom has certain protocols, not simply those that you must earn, but those that you must desire. In order to know wisdom, you must make it beyond the halfway point, the place where most stop, if indeed they come that far. And we will call this the point of the half-wise, those who are certain that they know or believe that they know. And in fact, what is it that they know? If you wish to test those that consider themselves truly wise, those that will say to you, I am a sage, I am a master, ask them to solve one of life's paradoxes, and then see what they will say to you. Then ask them if they have lived that paradox, and then you will know, are they a master or not? In order to discover mastery, one must discover the self. And that involves traveling within, as much and as often as you travel without. For the life upon the earth is an inner journey as much as it is an outer one. And during and throughout that journey, you come to many thresholds, many doors. Some of these will have gatekeepers. Some will have red carpets for you to walk upon, flowers strewn in your path. But others will be well guarded, and these are ones that you will also wish to gain entrance to, just as you do now. So look within yourselves now. deeply and within. There is a place that knows wisdom. There is a place that has lived it and still does. And then begin gently to explore the paradoxes of nature, the paradoxes of this planet and of this life. Do not burden yourselves trying to find an answer, but you will see that you will feel it. Paradoxes are constructed at times by the mind, but they are solved by the heart. And they are solved by living in and with the heart. For it is the heart that knows wisdom. I will tell you, if you do not already know it, that the heart does not age in the same way or at the same rate that the other organs of the body do. The heart has its own rhythm. It has its own place. In its chambers are your past, your future, the questions that you have, the path that you have yet to walk or to solve. Each one layered in its own way, each one presented differently, each one in its own order. And no two are alike, all a treasure. And it is the heart that has no difficulty with the paradoxes of life. The heart does not have difficulty in wondering why it is here, who it is, what is the purpose of life, what is the meaning of life. For the heart knows and is aligned with the very pulse of the earth. And what is difficult to know about that? That every breath has its own wisdom, its own life, its own complete cycle. That every heartbeat within every rhythm knows how to live life fully. It is the heart that knows joy. It is the heart that both seeks and finds love, but then it is the mind that wonders whether that love is in fact real. So I will tell you now to trust the heart and the heart's wisdom. And then begin to look for the paradoxes of life. Which ones do you know? Which ones have you lived? Which ones can you solve for? Which ones have you discarded only to call them back again? The paradoxes of life will say to you that the earth might be a lifeless rock. Impermanent as all things are, so be it. The paradoxes of life would say to you that your thoughts are temporary, that cannot be engaged. Paradoxes of life will tell you that life, in fact, had a beginning and may, in fact, have an end. Perhaps you will find that beginning and show it to Gaia. The paradoxes of life then invite you, in fact, challenge you to know more, to be more, to seek more. And perhaps in this moment and in the same way, I would also challenge you. A challenge is not a burden. And in fact, it is not an opportunity, as some would say. It is a point. It is a point in which a very particular thought is enlivened. And that aliveness, that challenge, is an encouragement. It is based upon the laws of the universe, the very principles upon which they are built. Consider this for a moment. Consider for a moment the journey that you have already taken. Consider its length as you may see it, its duration. Consider time and distance, galaxies and stars. And then you may toss this consideration aside, for it is no more than a paradox, as there is no distance and time, but an invention to amuse you. We have spoken of the illusions. And what is real then? If all before you is but a construction of the mind, an illusion, what is real? What is reality? What is worth real living? Does that in fact exist? Are you real? Your thoughts, your understandings. It is real, but for a moment, in the impermanence, in the temporary nature, in the arrangement of time. Consider then how to live with paradoxes, and you will know peace. Is it peace you wish? Is it joy that you wish now? Consider how to live easily and gently in life with paradox. Consider how to live without full understanding and yet with deep knowing. Consider how to live with doubt and yet know that you must trust. Consider each moment individually in your life as your heartbeat, but then see it as a whole. Consider that life has a certain timing, a destination, with no beginning or end. The paradoxes are difficult upon the mind, upon the brain. Brain does not wish to consider these. Brain wishes instruction. Tell me what will happen next. Tell me where I have come from. Tell me what my purpose is. Tell me how to live in this world. Tell me what will happen tomorrow. The greater part of you lives in every exception. In every exception, you will find the grander aspects of life. It is in the exception that you will find the exceptional moment. In that moment, if you are fortunate, if you are at peace, you will find, in fact, that life is exceptionally worthwhile. I invite you to see and to know the earth in a different way. I invite you to see beyond the struggle of the everyday. I invite you to see beyond your labors. I invite you to see and to know beyond your work day. I invite you not to see the majesty of the earth or its skies, its mountains or its lakes or its rivers. Instead, I invite you to see the earth through your own eyes, but perhaps through eyes that are opened just a little bit more. Perhaps through eyes that see not only this horizon, but the next one. Not only the sun that warms you, but one that is more distant, more ancient, more potent. One that is perhaps a little more like you. I invite you to see this time as it has been described to you, the paradox of endings and beginnings. I invite you to see it instead as infinite time, for a moment can be inserted anywhere, and a moment is large enough to contain a universe. I invite you to describe yourselves differently. Put the being before human, being human rather than human being. You will see that it changes almost everything. When you are being human, There's the capacity to be much more. When you are being human, you will think less about the doing nature. When you allow yourself to be, you will feel more gentle. You will feel more alive, and at the same time, stronger and more potent. Within your reach at this time are a great many solutions, not simply to the riddles, not even to the problems that you consider of great importance upon the earth at this time. Much, much more than that. When you find yourself at peace within these paradoxes, you will come to know more of the histories that still elude you now. You dance with your histories, wondering which one could be more accurate. Did you come from the stars? Did you evolve of the oceans? Were you created by other beings more wise than you? You wonder to these questions, and the answers still elude you, and yet they are with you. They are about you. They are near you. They are touchable. They are within reach. And I would put that to you now, that those things that you truly seek, they are within reach now. Those thoughts that you consider important, deep, profound, necessary, they are within reach. But arrange yourself in order to find it. Arrange yourself in a peaceful way, in a peaceful stance. And at the same time, remember that you have been warriors of light, at least in this grand cycle. By and by, new choices will be presented to you, and you will come to know them. And now you find yourself as if in the final breath, as if in the gap between here and there, now and next. Let that be. Let that be. For there is where you will find good counsel. Do not forget that in the last breath comes the next. In the ending comes the beginning. And in the new is born the now. Look about the world that you live in and see and know that it is you that have created it. Do not make the error to consider that it has simply been handed down to you to live in this life. Do not make the error to consider that you will simply pass it along to the next generation. Consider well what and how and who you are, the steps that you have taken. Look about and see the world through different eyes and in a different way. It is well to say awaken, or that you are awakened, in comparison to others whom you will know. It is another thing altogether to remain awake, particularly now. Look about the world then. Place yourself within its context. Do not remove yourself now, not for one moment. Do not begin to think, I do not belong here. Do not begin to think, I am done, I am complete, not now. For if you wish to know what it is like to truly live, to be alive, it is coming, it is now, it is here. These moments, the ones that you may perhaps consider the most difficult, the most challenging, they are also the ones that will encourage you to be and to know the most aliveness that you have known. Do not falter. Do not think the journey is already complete. Nor imagine that another will wake you from your slumber. For the time comes now that many will hurry along their path, reaching for something, thinking that something is due or overdue, thinking that something is owed or earned. Let it be, let them be. The truths that present themselves now to you, they will be temporary as well. And they will be replaced by newer truths and then newer ones yet. They will confuse and confound you. But the self is not here to be tricked or to solve the riddles. It is here to live the paradoxes. And so you must become as surfers of time, truly, as one who can ride as if on a magic carpet across tides, across time, across infinitudes of thought, chasms of falsities that were created and are now being discarded one by one and quickly. Reach then for the highest within yourself and without as well. As I have said, it is within reach. Within as well as without. Live well. Live well. I tell you that the earth is not without its many and plentiful resources. Do not be fooled. Do not see the earth as barren. Look about you and see those things that are resplendent and see those things that are available and see the creativity that is born, that is now, that is already present. And if you will choose to believe that the ending must come before the next beginning, then do so. But even in this, step lightly. For endings are no more than the exhalation before the inhalation, so be it. No peace. No peace, for much of the world does not. The world prefers to think of struggle and war first and of peace second. If you will know peace within, you will see it without. But you will not convince others of this. Again, it is the paradox that must be lived in order to be seen. Live well. See those around you as your companions, as your equals, as your family, as your friends. See those that share this world, this truth, this reality, this time, as those who have earned a right to stand next to you, as those who are well-spoken, well-learned, as those who have traveled far as you have. And greet those fellow travelers in a grand way, in a welcome way, in the way of the older traditions, in the ancient ways. You come to the threshold now where the ancient ones and the future ones prepare to greet you and begin to think then, who do you wish them to greet? What version of yourself do you wish to present at this time? I would suggest, confer upon you, that you offer your very best. After all, it is what you have come to be. You have earned for yourself the very best of all things, of all worlds, of all possibilities. Look to those who have come before you and see that they have paved the way for you in many ways. And see that you will do the same for others. You need not feather the nest for others. You need only leave a way for them to follow, to to discover what you have discovered. Make a path for them, make a way for them. For there will come a time where you will also be considered the ancients of days, those who lived long ago, those who survived, those who thrived upon an earth based upon their own choices, upon their own making, those who, in spite of many odds, created the next day and the next step. So let it be good with you. Let it be done in the good way. The earlier peoples spoke of this. As they walked away without looking back, as they moved to other territories, be it the winter lands or lands beyond this world, among their final words were, let it be done, let it be in a good way. And by this they meant, let it be complete, and let it be whole, and let it be well, and let it be in peace, and let it be in the name of the one and the many and without exception. Let it be in a good way. For all things are and always will be. I bid you good day.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. And so the two humans sit before you. Is it a coincidence? Perhaps it's marketing. The synchronicities are deep. It would allow my partner to meet the partner of Gaia. In this lifetime, in these years, it would make them friends, and they would look at one another and honor their work, help each other at every mark. And there is a metaphor. And the metaphor is that there is an alliance with that which is Cryon and that which is Gaia. Same kind of an alliance that you would have even between you and your higher self. And the alliance is quantum. Gaia's partner wanted to get up out of the chair and walk around. My partner looks at that and he asks me, why can't I do that? And I just told him the truth. You fall over a lot. And then I made a suggestion that he did not take. Perhaps you would improve if you took her channeling course. There is an honoring between friends. There is a camaraderie between those who help and love with compassion. And there is an alliance. I've come in as Cryon of Magnetic Service, and the first thing I did was tell you about Gaia. Before my partner ever knew who Gaia's partner was or had ever heard the name, I was speaking of her. The magnetic grid belongs to Gaia. Although it is the posturing of human consciousness, it is a quantum interaction. Even with the galaxy, it really is Gaia's. 2 days ago, Gaia defined herself. To some, it might have been confusing, for it combines a past, a present, a potential, a future, with a profound consciousness that does not judge. And she said, Gaia has no opinion. Gaia is. And we have said the same thing about those on the other side you would call the angelic realm. There is no judgment of you. There is a relationship perhaps you are beginning to understand. Gaia reacts. As the consciousness of humanity changes, Gaia changes for you. And the oxymoron that has been brought forth even by Gaia is this, that so much of what is Gaia energy seems to be that which humans react to. And if Gaia then shifts because humans react, again, to quote Gaia's partner, is it the chicken or the egg? What you're looking at, I have described so many times to you as a quantum soup. It is totally outside of a three-dimensional purview. It begs examination, not of the intellect, but of the emotion that says, I accept those things which I cannot know now, but from which I came. We cannot be in this place called Sedona without commenting upon its power and what it was and what it is, how it might work as we sit next to that which has already spoken the energy of Gaia. For there is an alliance. I speak of Gaia, she speaks of the heart. There is a cooperation here. There is more interaction than you think, and sometimes it's not the way you think. What do you find in the red rocks of the area? What did you feel when you drove in? Dear one, those of you who are here for the first time and you took a look and you were quiet for a moment, what did you feel? Did you feel the overwhelming peace press upon you? If you were here 15 years ago, you would not have felt that. Sedona is known for vortices, a spinning energy that is profound in its attitude. For you might have one energy on one side of the rock and another on the other. For the energy has been known to spin. The best metaphor would be a rock in a turbulent ocean, perhaps even in the waves. Constantly, the rock is surrounded by currents that are different, some which wrap themselves around the rock. Perhaps there's a safe place in the rock where the currents are not as strong, and that would be a peaceful energy. And then right around the other side of the rock, you couldn't live there. This was Sedona 15 years ago. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. And it is not the Sedona of today. For the vortices have calmed themselves almost to the point where it is now a portal. You might even call it what I did years ago in the writings. I renamed it a vortal. One that used to be a vortex which was now calm. And you go outside, and I yet challenge you, you can climb to the top. examined Bell Rock and the Airport Mesa and all of those stones which are famous, and you can read the words of the energies around them. And I will tell you, dear ones, that they've changed. For what has taken place here is because humans have changed here. If indeed this place is a Mecca for the enlightened, would you not be surprised if the enlightened had changed the rocks? And what changed whom? And whom changed what? The responses are, at the moment, to human consciousness. So let us now project that and give you information briefly we have not given you before, even more about the ley lines of Gaia, especially those in the northern hemisphere that have been filled with most of the population, 80% of the earth. You think of ley lines as you might a cemetery. You might even compare them to the magnetic lines of influence, and they are not. The ley lines refer almost completely and totally to those energy lines based in human conscious action. They reform when compassion is there, when there is a heart connection that is there. They are most profound in some of the areas which have struggled the most on the planet. And in the struggling, there is unity and there is compassion, and that becomes a portal. And there are ley lines connected from one portal to another. They're not even symmetrical. They are constantly in motion, especially today, as the earth reshapes itself with a kundalini moving, that is to say, a recalibration of where the center of wisdom should be. That's new information. And so don't be surprised if you go to some former places of power and find there's nothing there. Or if you go to another place and there never was anything there and suddenly you are overwhelmed. Even what is shaping, that which changes, is changing. And we gave you this information before. For the human being hears this cryptic message that is given in a quantum way, and they have already decided that Earth reacts in a linear fashion to consciousness. That perhaps if there's war and if there's trouble, that perhaps there would be then a greater impact, and that would then be a portal. And if you thought that, you'd be right. If you stand in the former battlefields, what have you felt? If you go to a foreign country, which is 10 times the age of your civilization, and stand where a million have died, what do you feel? Oh, there's a ley line of influence there. There may even be a portal of compassion and sorrow there. And let me tell you, dear ones, that Gaia reacts to you. In this time of shift and change, even Gaia has recalibrated how she reacts to you, and there's starting to be a shift, and that is to say, it's going to shift away from that which is most felt is war to that which is most felt, which is compassion and love. And you're going to start seeing the reshaping of the portals and the vortices and the ley lines based upon that which is put together and working instead of that which didn't work and created war. And there'll come a time when even the most profound battlefields will feel mild compared to those places where lighthouses gather. Like this room, for instance. I'll make a statement right now. This theater is being baptized with your energy, and you are going to set the energy of what is expected in this room. for many years to come. Where Gaia is here, a ley line is shifting to run right through here. And those that enter here will feel something besides the beauty of the newness and the wood and the cloth. It may even take their breath away. And they'll have no idea about a conference which occurred in 2012, which set the energy and changed the ley line. And that may be hard for you to accept. It may sound grandiose. And there are some of you right now who are going, that makes sense. Because of what has happened in these few days and what is going to happen tomorrow. I am Kryon, and I see quantum energy. When you can calm the electrons down in any object through cryogenics, you're going to be able to create that which is a quantum filter, which can then be designed, putting the atoms where you want. And you will be able to create some of the first instruments that will see quantum energy. You got to get rid of the 3D-ness in order to do that. Well, I don't need that. I see the energy in the room, and it floats. It undulates. It moves from human to human as they receive the information and are starting to realize, perhaps even in their innocence, what is going on this weekend, why the planning brought these together that you have shared, and the messages of social change brought so perfectly by the scientist, brought so perfectly from the doctor, from the channelers, from the teachers, from the body workers to the one who works with the EMF. They are all friends, you know. All of them. There is not one that is new to this. There is an alliance before you, and we want to point it out. All are one, and one are all on this stage as they face you and say, dear human being, the energy that has been created from the information this weekend has changed your heart, and that has got the attention of Gaia. And Gaia is responding not to a war and not to a battlefield, but to light. And that is new. Start to expect these kinds of things in this new age, and let it begin here. No better place to set the standard, no better time. And so it is we close. And some of you will go from this place tomorrow, or even the next day. And again, we say there is so much to remember and to know. Let me make a statement in 3D. You're going to depend on your memory and your notes, but in a quantum state, that higher self can replay it all. Anytime you want. The deep truths are the truths of your life, and they stick with you. And these are the things that you will remember. Did you feel joy? Did you feel love? Did you see appreciation for the talent, for the compassionate music? What did it do? It's not momentary, for it etches a line in your heart that stays there, that says, I am that I am. And I'll say this again, wait till you hear what's on the other side of the veil. Music you have never, ever heard in this lifetime, but that you've heard it for eons on the other side. Music that is sung in light, beyond comprehension, that always keeps you safe Well, some of you are starting to hear it behind the veil. And although you may not hear it with your ears, it comes into your life and you feel it somehow, some way, beyond understanding. And it says, all is well. Trust the unseen. Trust that which is Gaia, the one who cooperates with your consciousness. The one has so much to teach. And so, human being, some of you will be with us as we continue, and some of you will not. It does not matter, for Gaia walks out with you. Kryon walks out with you. We are not in a place unless you say the place is your heart. And that's all hearts, all the time. All hearts, all the time. All it takes is for you to open the door and discover we've always been there. And so it is this day we close again, yet again, and we ask you to feel the vortal of the room as it develops. Others will mention it in the future, and you'll remember how it was created by your presence. By your presence. And so it is.
Pepper Lewis, Lee Carroll.